Blog Talk Radio.
I feel nice. sugar is mine. Tonight, tonight, I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. And I feel nice, I feel the response. I feel nice, I feel the response.
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Call them at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Homebridge Financial Services. Again, that number is 630-404-4272. Homebridge Financial Services. Corporate NMLS 652115 West Jefferson Street, second floor, Naperville, Illinois, 60540. Illinois Residential Mortgage License, MB6760732. Indiana DFI First Lien Mortgage Lending License 15700, Wisconsin Mortgage Broker License 38349BA, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you to Homebridge Financial for being a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. I got through that one. Napier Settlement is a proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. This weekend, it's finally here. This is like the kickoff to summer for me. Civil War Days is happening at Napier Settlement. Don't miss it Saturday and Sunday, especially at 2:30 when they have the reenactment of the Civil War battles. NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at just $19 per month, and all you have to do is tell them that Dolly McCarthy sent you, and you'll receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive your discount. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. Check out the Naperville Trolley. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy, where, you know, every week I try to bring you good topics to discuss, good guests. We certainly have some good guests today. It's a jam-packed show, and I promise, what do I always promise you? I promise you at least one good laugh. Usually it's at my expense. No problem. That's why they pay me the big bucks to do this show. So I get laughed at. I love this show. I love doing this show. It's a good show, and I'm so thrilled to have you all tuning in. Today, we want to welcome our listeners on ChewyvilleRadio.com. Thanks to all those internet and radio, internet, what do I want to say, radio, internet radio network listeners. You guys are the best because you tune in, you click right on my link, and you tune in every week faithfully to the show. So ChewyVille.com, thanks to all those listeners there. Steve Chewy runs that network, and I want to do a shout-out to Steve. We'll have him back on the show. He's got a lot of interesting shows himself on that network. Hello to Slam Internet Radio and my new listeners on WCKG in Chicago. Thrilled to be here broadcasting live right now from the WCKG studios. And as I said, it's a good show. It always is a good show. We have a lot of good guests today. In the studio with me, and will be joining me shortly, I should say, is Ron Wolflick, who is with Honor Flight Chicago. That is the veteran outreach group that reaches out to veterans. And right now they're in the process of trying to find every surviving World War II veteran to give them a day to remember, an honor flight to Washington, D.C., to thank them for their service and to give them a treat and a trip of a lifetime in Washington, D.C. And we'll talk to Ron more about that and what they see actually in Washington, D.C., where they take the veterans for that. And we'll talk to Ron shortly on the show. We also have Mike Balkin, who is the co-chairman of the Casino Chicago. It's one of the largest and most successful casino and charity poker events in the Midwest. I love playing poker. Who doesn't like playing poker? That's a fun game. Well, this event benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of Greater Illinois. That's why they're on the show today, not because we are going to be playing poker, although that is a fun thing to do. So we'll hear from Mike Balkin about this disease, and he'll update us that and tell us more about the fundraiser. Thrilled to have my new sponsor of the show on as well, Steve Stapleton, VP of Homebridge Financial Services. They're going to be talking to you about purchasing, if you want to purchase a new home, maybe refinance your home. These are the guys to talk to, Homebridge Financial Services. Thrilled to have them on supporting the Dolly McCarthy Show, the mission of this show, which is the good show. We like to feature non-for-profits every week, and we bring in a celebrity or two. And this week, we've got a really cool celebrity, an up-and-coming rising country star, Sage Keffer, will be on the show later. So don't miss out on the second half of the show as well. This is The Good Show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. And I have a couple of announcements before we just dive right in and talk to my friend here, Ron Wolflick, who's right in front of me. I'm so honored to have you. Ron, you could say hello.
Hello. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Well, this show is live right now, so it's morning here in Chicago, just after 9:30. Roughly, and it's, what did you just say? It's kind of misty, cloudy?
Overcast,
there it is, yes. Well, we're in the WCKG studios, which is One Tower Lane in Oak Brook Terrace, actually, to be exact. Ron, you know this building. You used to work for Homeland Security, right?
Yeah,
just below us.
Yeah. Retired about a year ago.
Fantastic. Well, thank you. Here, you want to come closer to the mic so we can hear you? All right, I got a couple of quick announcements. The Dolly McCarthy Show is so thrilled to be the presenting sponsor of the Rotary Club of Naperville's first annual Freedom 5K run and 2-mile walk at Freedom Commons. Do you have a passion for doing good in the world? Did you know that 768 million people still drink unsafe water? Lack of clean water and good sanitation is the leading cause of preventable death in the world. And you can help by running for freedom on Saturday, July 11th in the Rotary Club of Naperville's Freedom 5K and 2-mile walk at Freedom Commons. They're raising money to tackle some of the world's most pressing challenges. To register, go to www.rotaryfreedom5k.com. And as I said, the Dolly McCarthy Show is so proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Rotary Club of Naperville's first annual Freedom 5K run and 2-mile walk. You bet your booty I'm going to be in that walk. I can't believe I said that. Ron, we say some funny things on the show sometimes. All right, and this week we're going to give away free tickets. Brightside Theater is a fantastic professional theater company in the heart of Naperville. serving all of DuPage County, all of Chicagoland for that matter. I've seen one of their shows so far, and I was just blown away. It was Rumors, that Neil Simon show. Now they've got The Sound of Music. Can you imagine putting together The Sound of Music on the 50th anniversary of The Sound of Music? This is going to be a real treat. This is June 12th through the 28th, and I've got tickets to give away. I'm going to have you guys call into the show, and I'll give tickets away to that today. I've also got tickets to the Kankakee Barbecue Fest. Kankakee Barbecue Fest is July 9th, 10th, and 11th at River Road Park in good old Kankakee. Looks like they're going to have Country Night again. They had Country Night last year. It was quite a night. And this year, Country Night again, they're going to have Jarrett Big, Greg Schneider, who's actually going to be on the Dolly McCarthy Show on the 28th of May. Not next week, the week after. That's 2 weeks from now. Can you believe that? 2 weeks from now, we're going to be approaching June. I can't believe it. Aaron Tippin, Josh Thompson, Craig Wade, Wayne Boyd, who was on The Voice. Or was it America's Got Talent? I better double-check that. Jarrett Big and, I said that already, Ashton Shepherd will be on. That's Country Night, Saturday, July 11th. And, of course, Friday night in Kankakee, July 10th, that is, Vanilla Ice and Salt and Pepper will be there. So you don't want to miss out on that. So tickets for Brightside Theater, Kankakee, what else do we have? Oh, and I have tickets for Civil War Days at Napier Settlement. I just have so many tickets. I should open up a ticket booth here, Ron. It's crazy. Do we have tickets for Honor Flight Chicago? Yes, we do, but you have to be a veteran, a World War II veteran. We've got free tickets for that. Right, Ron?
You bet.
All right, one final announcement here before we begin the show. Can we just get this show going, Dolly? Well, these are important announcements. Garen Prep High School is hosting their first inaugural Derby Day on Saturday, May 16th. That's this Saturday at Arlington Racetrack. I'm so honored to be the event MC, which means I have to stand up there for 4 hours and watch everybody else eat and have fun, drink, and socialize, and I got to be up there. I'm just kidding. No, I enjoy it. It's a good time. There's still tickets available. It's almost sold out. I've heard that they've sold about 50% more tickets for this event than they expected, so I'm thrilled to be a part of that. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is thrilled to sponsor this. So if you're interested in it, check out garenprep.org and get your tickets. We're going to be at the racetrack on Saturday where it's going to be 80 and sunny just for us at Arlington Park Racetrack. Actually, all of Chicagoland is expected to see a nice day on Saturday. But what better way to spend it than at Arlington Park? And wear your derby hat. I'll be wearing my hat. Ron, do you have a derby hat?
have to see yours.
Well, I did post it on Facebook for everybody to see. It's fun. It's fun to have a derby. It's got to be big, loud. Okay, my first guest, sorry, Ron, it's not you. I want you to hang on there. But my first guest is Mike Balkin. Let me make sure he's on the line here. Mike, where are you? Let's see. Hopefully this is Mike.
Hello.
Mike, is that you?
That's me.
Fantastic. Hey, Mike, thanks for tuning, calling into the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, we call it. I wasn't
you bet,
sure
Dolly.
If this was your number. I didn't want to pick up some random caller and throw us all off. So Mike is the co-chairman of Casino Chicago, one of the largest and most successful casino and charity poker events in the Midwest. How do I know that? Because they told me so. But I have no doubt. I have no doubt. And you guys are having a big event coming up, right?
Yeah, coming up Saturday, May 30th, down at the Swiss Hotel. We're very excited. It's our 11th annual event.
11 years you've been doing this?
Yeah, we've been doing this 11 years, and it's grown every year. In fact, we expect to have somewhere close to 1,000 people at the event this year.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic. Do people come from all over the country? This is a
yeah,
big
they
Midwest
come. They
show.
Come in from all over the country, and again, it's if for anybody out there listening that wants to purchase a ticket, you can go to CasinoChicago.com. Clearly, a lot of people from Chicago support this event as well, but we're very excited about the event this year. In fact, we have one of the top poker players in the world coming to the event, Annie Duke. You maybe have seen her. She was a finalist on Celebrity Apprentice and also one of the top poker players, and we're very excited to have her here this year.
That's really exciting. So you're going to have poker players of all levels and celebrity statuses at this event. So celebrities,
yes.
Any big names coming, any celebrities? from Hollywood.
Well, I believe that we'll have some Chicago celebrity. Steve Dahl comes every year. We have we get a couple of athletes that come. I never know exactly for sure who's coming on the night, but no, it's always a good time. And even if you're not a poker player, the casino side is a lot of fun. And we'll have a DJ there from Kiss FM, and it's going to be a rocking party.
Well, fantastic. And the best part about this is this event benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of Greater Illinois. About roughly how much do you raise for the foundation with this event?
I'd say, Dolly, that the net that we raise each year runs between $400,000 and $500,000, and so this event has raised almost $5 million since we've been running it.
Wow, that is incredible. That really is. Wow, thanks, Chicago. Thank you, Chicago people. And everybody for coming out to support this event. This is so important. So let's talk about, you're going to be our expert on cystic fibrosis. Can you tell us why the money needs to be raised to assist this foundation and what strides are being made in finding...
Sure, and actually this is timely because of two things. One, May is actually the National Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month, so this is a time where you'll see a lot of marketing and advertising about what the disease is all about. But cystic fibrosis is essentially a life-threatening genetic disease that primarily affects the lungs and digestive system, and there are probably 70,000 adults and children worldwide that have the disease. And nearly every cystic fibrosis drug available today was made possible because of the foundation's support and fundraisers like our Casino Chicago and poker event. And as a result of these efforts, the life expectancy of a child with cystic fibrosis has doubled in the last 30 years, and many now live into their 30s or 40s and beyond. But the real exciting news that happened just Tuesday of this week, the FDA panel approved a new drug by a company called Vertex Pharmaceutical. They already have a drug on the market called Kalydeco that cured a small portion of the CF population, but this new cocktail that they have that's been submitted for approval could effectively treat over 30% of the total CF population. So there's a lot of excitement in the world of cystic fibrosis right now.
Wow, that is fantastic. How long has the foundation been around? And to double the life expectancy is tremendous.
Yeah, I believe they first identified the gene in the 1960s, and at the time that they first identified it, the average age of a child having cystic fibrosis lasted till 8 years old. So it's dramatically increased with all of the therapies and the work that the foundation has done. But what we're very excited about is that we think that we're right on the cusp of a cure for this disease that could hopefully wipe it out forever. And this is a major first step, what happened this week.
Wow. Well, Mike Balkin, congratulations to you guys. And hats off to everything you're doing with the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. Jeez, I couldn't get that out. I had coffee this morning. of Greater Illinois. Check them out. Is there a website that people can go to and buy tickets for this
Absolutely.
Event on May 30th?
It's casinochicago.com or cffpoker.com. Either one will get you to our website. You can buy a ticket right online. It's $250 for the poker tournament, and it's $100 for the casino side. And the exciting thing about the tournament is that the winner of the tournament gets an all-expense-paid trip and seat into the World Series of Poker. So we're one of the few events that actually has that. And so I would tell you that we have not had a professional poker player win the tournament in the 11 years we've had it. It's usually been somebody that comes up who's an amateur player. So don't be intimidated just because you're sitting next to somebody like Andy Duke, because we've never had a pro win it.
Don't let Steve Dahl intimidate you. Okay, everybody, get your poker faces on. Mike Balkin, co-chairman of Casino Chicago, again, one of the largest and most successful casino and charity poker events in the Midwest, benefiting the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of Greater Illinois. Thanks, Mike, for everything you do, and good luck with the fundraiser.
Thanks a lot, Dolly. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take I'm going to try to take a call, because guess what? I have so many tickets to give away. I want to give these tickets away. So if you're interested in winning a ticket, some random ticket, I'm going to give this away. Call into the show, 347-945-7215.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
Let's roll. Okay, Caller, are you there? Hey there, you're listening. You're on the Dolly McCarthy Show, I should say. You've been listening. Who's this?
It's Pat.
Pat?
Hi, Dolly. How are you?
Pat, do I know you, Pat?
Pat from Highwood.
Pat from Highwood. I think I know you. You're the lady that's been posting these mug shots. Haven't you been posting mug shots with my mug all around Chicagoland?
Your mug is on tour with me.
Hilarious. Pat, what a riot. I love watching the traveling mug. You need to go to more exotic. I wish I had it in the budget to send you and my mug off to more exotic lands. But it's fun to see it all around Chicago.
That mug is going to be taking a road trip soon.
Well, I'm glad you called because I want to give you something for all your hard work posting all that stuff. What would you like? Would you like theater tickets or Kankakee barbecue tickets or maybe one of each? How about Civil War Days in Naperville this weekend? What would you like, Pat?
Sure.
Look at that. You could pick anything you want. We're giving away free stuff on the show.
Oh, Sound of Music sounds great.
Would you like to go to see the Sound of Music? Oh, that's a good choice. Very good choice. Sound of Music, Brightside Theater, June 12th through the 28th. You're going to have to come to Naperville and bring that mug with you and take some shots around Naperville. Pat from Highwood, thanks so much, Pat.
Thank you.
What's going on in Highwood these days? How is Highwood? Didn't they have that pumpkin festival last fall? They broke a record for all the pumpkins.
Year?
Say what?
We're doing it again this year.
What is that
and
festival called again? So my listeners can put it on your calendars.
The Great Highwood Pumpkin Fest, where it's going to be October 9th, 10th, and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it's a little bit earlier than other years, so hopefully the weather will cooperate. But we're going for the record of over 32,000 pumpkins lit at one time. The Guinness Book of Records is going to be here. Tons of vendors.
Well, we'll have you back on in the fall. My producer says you want to plug something. Go ahead, plug away. I give you 30 seconds to do that.
Okay, we always have good things, but one sad thing is that our school, St. James, the school is closing at the end of the school year this year, and so we're very sad to hear that. But we're going to have a celebration to honor all the alumni and the current students, former priests and nuns that have gone through St. James, and that's going to be on Saturday, May 30th at 6:30 in the Parish Hall, and all are welcome.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. How many years has St. James been around?
90 years.
Oh, my goodness, almost a century? They can't close St. James down. Oh.
I know.
Which diocese is that?
It's with the Lake County Archdiocese.
Okay. Wow. Wow, that's pretty remarkable, almost a century, and they're closing it down. You'll probably have a lot of people at that party. Sorry to hear that, Pat. But that sounds, we're ending on a good note, because you're going to have a party on May 30th. Everybody's welcome to come. And can I just say, St. James, pray for us. Okay. Thank you, Pat, for everything you do. And you know what? Send me a message on Facebook, and I will mail out these tickets to you. I'm so thrilled that you called in today. And thanks for all the mugshot postings. We're loving it.
Just keep watching. You never know where it's going to show up next.
I love it. Thanks, Pat. Have a good day.
Thanks, Dolly. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but Dolly is a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the
I try to be a girl's best friend. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. We want to bring you some good news. It's 10 o'clock. And I shouldn't say it's 10 o'clock. You know, we got to take a break. I got to do a few sponsor announcements. And Ron Wolflick with Honor Flight Chicago is here. We're going to talk to him about a very important reminder to all of you. But first, this is the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show on Slam Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, WCKG. Let's see, who else am I missing? Tuiville Radio, 89.9 FM in Chicago. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We got a lot of good news. I want to thank a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877getlimo.com. And to Sullivan Steakhouse, Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. And let's do a shout-out to my pals over at Fricone's Pizza. They have locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. But no seconds. No, I'm kidding. This is a great restaurant. Go in there and ask for the Dolly Special. And also, this week only, if you go in and tell them you heard about it on the Dolly McCarthy Show, dessert is on me, okay? And they have some really yummy tiramisu over there. But you got to say you heard it on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
And finally, Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Thank you, Arthur Murray, for sponsoring the Dolly McCarthy Show. All right. We are now ready to talk to my friend here, Ron Wolflick, who is with Honor Flight Chicago. And Ron, thank you for coming into the studios. You're familiar with this building because Ron used to work for the government here. What floor was that on? 14?
14.
We're on the
sure
17th floor here.
A couple floors down.
What part of the government did you work for?
Department of Homeland Security.
Okay. I just got distracted because one of the producers walked in the room and he's trying to act like I can't see him, but I do. John, Homeland Security, good old Homeland Security. So, Ron, you're now in charge of finding veterans. And which veterans are you looking for specifically? And then isn't there another, I shouldn't say this, but it sounds funny, another group batch of veterans you're trying to find, too, for future flights?
We sure are. And I'm a volunteer.
Let's talk about how this all works, too.
Well, first thing, I'm a very proud volunteer for Honor Flight Chicago. Honor Flight is a national network created back in about 2005. Honor Flight Chicago is a hub. We have over 140 hubs in the country, and we're a separate hub, Honor Flight Chicago. We have a website, honorflightchicago.org, honorflightchicago.org. And it's have pictures, a lot of information. I'll get that a little bit later. And Honor Flight is the best thing I've ever done in my whole life to volunteer for. It's all about our World War II veterans, and we're a very, very large hub. We have about 6-7 flights a year, sometimes 8, depends on how busy.
Just in Chicago, right?
Just in Chicago on Midway, and Southwest Airlines is our partner. And what we do is we find World War II veterans, and we sign them up. It's a free trip to Washington, D.C., and in 2004, the World War II Memorial was dedicated. And in 2005, Honor Flight got started out of Ohio. And we got started in 2008 in June as our first flight. We've flown over 5,500 World War II veterans, the most in the country.
Wow.
And Southwest Airlines helps us. We have over 1,000 volunteers. We have nurses, doctors that help out, and people that do mail call and different activities. And my job as a proud volunteer is to help go out and try to find the World War II veterans. And the public is our best avenue to help find the veterans. You could be in Mariano's or Jewel or Costco, whatever, in a restaurant, and you'll see a World War II ball cap on a vet, male or female veteran, and we encourage you to approach them and say, do you know about Honor Flight? And a lot of vets don't know about Honor Flight, so we'll tell them. I have applications with me all the time. I carry a briefcase and a little
Your volunteers all do, because that's how I found out about you guys. I was in the post office, and one of your volunteers was talking to everybody standing in line.
Exactly.
And she handed me the postcard, and I said, wait a minute, I've never heard of this. How could I have not heard of this? So that was fantastic. It's really spread a word of mouth, really.
Yeah, we're trying. We do food events, car shows, craft fairs, senior centers. We try to go everywhere we can. We're in the VA hospitals. We try to recruit veterans at the VAs, at Lovell, Hines, and Jesse Brown. We're trying to just help the public, get the public to pitch in, and if they see a World War II veteran, just talk to them, or if they have a family member, of course, get them to sign up.
Yeah.
It's a free trip. It's an application
process.
Where
do they go when they get to Washington? Is food, meals included?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Hotel stay, obviously.
No, it's all just a one-day trip.
It's a one-day trip.
It's a 4:30 showtime in the morning at Midway.
Okay.
So I'm going back to boot camp for the guys and gals, and we have different camps and by color.
Well, this is a piece of cake compared to boot camp.
It is.
And you really take care of them, too.
We do. We have orange shirt volunteers, over 100 working the flights, and they check them in. We photograph dog tags, put an Honor Flight polo shirt on them and backpack. They meet their guardians, and off they go. And
for a day of honor, an unforgettable day of honor in Washington, D.C. When they get to Washington, D.C., what happens there?
Well, as soon as they arrive, there's several hundred people that actually welcome our counterpart volunteers. And And we have tour buses all lined up, and we get them on the buses, and off we go to the World War II Memorial. Then we go to the Korean Memorial, Lincoln Memorial, Vietnam Memorial, of course. We'll go to Iwo Jima if there's time. We'll drive past there. It depends on how the weather is. We'll see the Air Force Memorial. It depends on time and weather, and it's a full day. Our last stop is at the Air Museum by Dulles Airport there. And then we board a flight about 7:30 Washington time. We're back here by 8:30, quarter to 9, Chicago time.
Wow.
It's a full 18-hour day for the vets. And the comments they have from us, they're incredible. It's the best days of our lives, short of getting married or having children, their families.
It's got to be a very emotional day, too, for them.
It is emotional for all of us. Every mm-hmm. flight's different.
Mm-hmm. Do you go on every flight?
No, I've been on about three, and mm-hmm. I'm a ground person. I help out, try to recruit. I just flew last week. I was with a flight last Wednesday. And my veteran was he lives out in Elburn, and he's 86, kind of young, getting towards the end of the war, and he was just grateful to go. He was in a wheelchair. He walked most of the way, and he talked to another vet in DeKalb. They met each other, one Army, one Navy. And to see the vets and the look on their faces and able to talk to the other veterans they've not seen in years or ever, it's a bond, and it's a family of what they did for our country, male and female, the veterans. And we try to honor them by in the sign-up and flying them out free to Washington, D.C. for one day.
Well, groups like yours are so important to honor our veterans and actually do something besides saying it. You actually do. You put words into actions. Honor Flight Chicago, if you haven't heard of it or if you'd like to get involved, you can go to their website, honorflightchicago.org. You need volunteers, don't you, Ron?
We always need volunteers. And the airport is, we have Welcome Home, which is kind of a surprise for the veterans. And we need always need people to shake hands and push wheelchairs and help in the crowd. There's 3,000 to 4,000 people at every Welcome Home that we have. And our next flight's June 3rd, followed by June 30th. We have two flights in June, a flight in July and two in September. So June 3rd is
June
a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, okay.
June 30th, we've got July 29th. And we've got September 2nd and September 30th are our flights. And if you have a chance, there's always parking at Midway, the main terminal, and we take over baggage 1 to 4, baggage areas 1 to 4. There's a brass band there, bagpipers. I won't spoil, but there's
Well, I've got to see this. I've got to see this. I was going to go in May, but my daughter got sick, so I couldn't make it. But I will be there in June. I can't miss this. I want to be there for the send-off and the return.
You bet. Glad to have you.
That would be fantastic to see both.
You bet.
Well, thank you so much, Ron, for all you're doing and volunteering. And, you know, as a volunteer, here, this is what I want to give to you. Panino's Pizza was here a couple weeks ago, and they have some delicious pizza. And so he told me to give this out to my listeners, but I want to give it to you, one of them. He gave me about four gift cards. Here's a gift card, $25, to Panino's Pizza in Park Ridge. They have locations in Evanston and in Chicago. That's for you. Thanks for volunteering and doing all that you do for our veterans. So you're looking for World War II veterans right now. And then after World War II veterans, you'll be looking for Korean War veterans, is that right?
Yes, we will. We're taking applications now for Korean War veterans and Vietnam after that. Mm-hmm. We'll be flying everyone. But right now, our big priority is World War II. There's over 20,000 in the Chicago area, and they're out there. I just saw about four last week, and we were able to recruit them. And the public can help us. So honorflightchicago.org is our website. We have volunteer applications. We have our veteran applications, Guardian, whatever. And it's a lot of photographs from what we do, and it's a really nice website. And you can always get information and call us.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Ron, for all you're doing. Enjoy Panino's Pizza, and I will see you Wednesday, June 3rd,
The
send-off, for one of the final send-offs for World War II veterans. HonorFlightChicago.org. Check them out. Yes, they do need volunteers. So check out that website. Thank you, Ron. You could stick around for a little while.
I sure appreciate you having
me. two more guests. Steve Stapleton, VP over at Homebridge Financial Services, is coming up next. And then we have Sage, Country Sage is coming on. So hang in there.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, that was a quick break. you know, I'm so thrilled when people listen to this show. And here's a group that came in, brand new company, came into the southwest suburbs, and someone said to them, hey, have you ever heard of the Dolly McCarthy Show? And they said, no. But then they listened in, and they decided to be a part of it. So I'm so thrilled to welcome Homebridge Financial Services. Thank you guys for supporting the Dolly McCarthy Show in a big way, being one of our major sponsors of the show. Steve Stapleton is a VP at Homebridge Financial Services. Steve he's my newest doll face. That's what we call listeners of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Steve, you've got quite a doll face. Do you know that?
Well, thank you very much, Dolly. Can you hear me?
He wasn't expecting that, I think. Yes, I can, Steve. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you very much. And thank you for the introduction. And we are thrilled to be a partner and excited to work with you and getting our brand out into the marketplace. As you and I know, as you know from our conversations, you know, I've lived in the Chicago market the majority of my life, but relocated recently to Texas, but I'm here just about every week. So I've spent 40-some years in Cicero and then Naperville. So
you're the hardest working man I know from both ends of the U.S. of A. You're back
there
and forth between
Texas
and Chicago and back and forth. And for those of you tuning in, Homebridge Financial Services, this is Steve Stapleton, the VP. He's a big shot over there.
Senior VP.
The senior VP, yeah. All right,
there
now he's
go.
A really big shot. If you're interested in purchasing or refinancing a home, if that's part of your summer plan, this is part of my commercial earlier, Steve. Didn't you like the way I read it? You can call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. And I'm told interest rates remain at historic lows. Is that right? And home values are on a rise. So let Homebridge Financial Services help you out. And that's what Steve's all about. You can call them at 630-404-4272 and get started today. Steve, when someone picks up the phone and calls Homebridge, what kinds of things should they, you know, have ready for you? What kinds of things would you tell them, like, to, you know, pretend I'm a new customer and I'm calling in, and what would you advise me on the home market today? Should I buy a house now?
Should you buy a house now? Yes, absolutely.
You can't afford not to buy a house. That's what some realtors would say.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you really have to look at historical, you know, situations that we've been through, especially in the Chicagoland market. You know, the market is certainly rebounding from a value standpoint, but there are still tremendous deals to be had relative to the cost of a home, and rates, as you mentioned, remain at a historical low. So it is a perfect time on both sides. You know, the value is you're getting a lot for your dollar, and the cost of financing is at a historic low. So it's a very good time to be a buyer in this marketplace. If you're a new go ahead.
Potential new customers, new buyers, should they contact, would it be smart to contact your mortgage company, someone like Homebridge Financial, as opposed to calling a realtor first? You should probably get your ducks in order first with your mortgage.
A lot of times, yeah. Right now, there's some inventory concerns, meaning there are fewer homes on the market for sale than we would like to see as an industry, but so you want to be as prepared as you can from a seller's perspective. So as a home buyer, you want to work with professionals in any category, whether that's a real estate agent or a mortgage professional. But I would say that going into a transaction, already have spoken and started the mortgage process, you are a stronger candidate when making an offer on any property.
And Homebridge Finance. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No worries. The playing field relative to getting financed on a home has changed. We've had some major regulations that have impacted how someone goes about getting financed. So there is a process that you know, consumers have to go through. We make it as seamless and smooth as possible. But you need to be prepared and ready to you know, provide the information, documentation that we're looking for as an industry.
And what better way to get prepared than to contact those friendly folks? They have an office in Naperville. They're all over the country, but they do have a really nice office in Naperville, right in the heart of downtown Naperville on Jefferson. So you can walk in there, and they're very friendly in there, very friendly people, very helpful. And they'll get you started off on the right foot there. Homebridge Financial Services, we've been talking to Steve Stapleton, the senior VP over there, the head honcho.
I appreciate
it. Go in there and tell him Dolly sent you. And Steve, come back next week. Let's talk more about this. We're going to start to educate my listeners about the mortgage business and about buying a home. We want to help you guys because they say you can't afford to buy a home. So we're going to help you out, and Steve's going to help us out every week and give us some tips and remind you to contact Homebridge. Contact Homebridge, my proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Great to have you on. Really appreciate it, Steve.
Thank you. Thanks, Dolly.
Do you have any parting words?
Good to be a partner. And again, I appreciate everything you do.
Thanks, Steve. Are you in Chicago today or in Texas?
I am in Chicago. I am sitting in our Naperville office, as you mentioned. So
you can go
in
today and
you.
Say hello to my friend Steve over there.
You can come in today and meet me in person, and we will take care of any financial needs that you might have.
Fantastic. Thanks, Steve, from Homebridge Financial Services. We appreciate it.
All right, Dolly. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, y'all know how much I love country music. A friend of mine is having a birthday party, the big one coming up, and she is having a karaoke party. So we're going to be singing karaoke over at the Arcata Theater. My friend Ron Onesti's sister has got a big golden birthday. Vicky, this is a shout-out to you. So Vicky tells me that I've got to sing a country song. I have no problem doing that. But then she tells me that she wants to sing a duet with me. And she sends me a list of songs to choose from. You would die listening to these suggestions. One is called, these are too funny to be country songs. But you know what? It's country. That's why. The Bubba Shot the Jukebox. That's one of the songs she sent me. Bubba Shot the Jukebox. 10 Rounds with Jose Cuervo. That's another title of the song. Here's another weird one. Kevin Fowler, Pound Sign. I don't get that one. John Michael Montgomery, With My Shirt On. Here's something, Bartender Song, Rehab with Hank Williams Jr. Weed with Willie by Toby Keith. Actually, I heard that song. It's kind of funny. And this one, I don't think it's a funny song. I actually think it's sexy. It's called She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy by Kenny Chesney. That's a great one, but I don't think I can sing that. That's not a duet either. She just sent me these funny random country songs. Speaking of country, I wanted to introduce you to, you know, a while back I introduced you all to Dustin Lynch, and we don't know where he is today. He's pretty big today, Dustin Lynch. He released one of his hits, his first hit, That's Where It's At, on this show. And we talked to him in person when he was at Kinky Barbecue Fest. Now this guy is on fire. And I've got another guy that I found out about from a friend of mine. She met him at an airport. And she introduced me to him, and I listened to his music. And I have to say, I'm a fan. His name is Sage Keffer. Sage, are you on the line?
Yes, Dolly, good to hear from you. It's Sage Keefer, and you
goodness.
A lot of people
can
get my last name confused because it's spelled like Keffer.
Yeah.
And the weird thing is that many years ago, you know, my great-grandfather, he was his last name was Roofing. But he was an outlaw, and he would change his last name to evade the law.
Ooh.
And he probably just misspelled it at the last minute when he was trying to get Keefer. Who knows?
Well, I
but
apologize.
Yeah, it spelled
I
like
did
Keffer,
send you an email to confirm that, but I never got a response. So you must have been performing.
it's in your inbox tonight. That it's this email, a bit of a delay, but no worries at all. But I'm glad you actually brought that up because it's kind of a funny story with him being a horse thief. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sage Keefer, he's an up and coming rising country star. He's a man to watch this year in 2015. Singer, songwriter, you're in Nashville, really working hard. And you got a great song out, Bet Your Mama.
Yes, it's called Bet Your Mama Look Good, too. It's, you know, when a
I
guy sees a good-looking woman, you know, you kind of go, well, how did that happen? And it's, you know, we all know it's probably because of their mom. So.
What?
So
her mom?
That's where
that
line of that song comes from, is Bet Your Mama Look Good, too.
Hilarious. So tell us how you got started. Where are you from originally, Sage? And I love your name, Sage. Were you born Sage?
Well, thank you. I'm born out of New Mexico, and my folks were driving through the countryside trying to figure out what they were going to name me, and they looked out over the countryside and all they saw was sage and yucca. So I'm fortunate, I think. My sister's not too happy with her name, but no.
Did she get yucca?
Yes, unfortunately she got the yucca, but no, I'm teasing. But I grew up in Colorado and Wyoming. I'm used to camping and fishing out there every summer, and then after college, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and because you got to be in Nashville if you're going to be doing country music, and so I moved out here, and have been very fortunate to have great reviews on my various CDs. I've got 3 CDs out now, and the song that I sent to you is a song called Betcha Mama, and I'm excited about getting some more airplay with that, and I'm actually thinking about creating a video for it, and so I'm kind of looking at various options for that, and that'll be exciting to kind of create a storyline for that.
Yeah, that would be fun. Shooting a video.
Yeah.
What's Nashville like for you? You play in it like all the time. I bet your fingers are probably callous. I've met so many Nashville artists that come to Chicago and they've been on the show, and their hands, they're playing constantly. That is an incredible place to be when you're a music artist. Nashville. How exciting is it for you to be there?
It was so thrilling when I first moved out here. I came out here in my old 71 Chevy, and I'd never been in such a big city before. They had a building called the Bat Building, and it's the AT&T Building. And I drove in town, and I saw this building with a whole bunch of neon lights all over it, and I thought, oh my gosh, they've got casinos here. Well, little did I know that what I thought was a casino was actually just the local movie theater. And so, anyway, but it's been such a thrill to be here, and I've been paying my dues. I've been at CMA Music Festival 8 years, and done a Tin Pan South Songwriters Festival 10 years now, and I am hoping to return this summer to Europe. In the past, I've been fortunate to headline in Sweden and Switzerland and France and Spain, and you wouldn't guess
they like
the people
country
over
there, huh?
Are really into country.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't guess that, but the people that are really into it, I mean, they are really, really into it. I actually, when I was in France, they after my concert, a few days later, they had what they called a powwow. And there, if you could imagine this, thousands of French people dressed up as cowboys and Indians, literally. And they're fascinated with Western culture. And so it was really I was honored to see, it was so cool to see all these people that are fascinated with our culture.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really surprising how big country is in Europe right now. It's even really surprising how country in the last couple of years, year and a half, I should say, how big it's exploded, even across America. We've got lots of country fests exploding. One in Chicago, Lake Shake, which the Dolly McCarthy Show will be at. We'll be reporting live from Lake Shake. It's a big country festival. Last year we were at Country Thunder. Now Chicago has this huge festival at Northerly Island with unbelievable names there. And Sage Kiefer, you'll remember this, folks, when you're listening. When you see Sage headlining at the United Center or the Allstate Arena or Northerly Island, you'll remember, oh, yeah, Sage, remember you from the Dolly McCarthy Show when she called you Kiefer.
Well, only if you come out and introduce me first. That's the only reason I'm going to come out there. I would say, so can we make that a deal if you come out and introduce me first?
You got it. I love your song. It's 4 minutes long. I'm going to try to play as much of it as I can. We'll close the show with your song. But it's been great to have you on the show, and I want you to come back on, and we'll have more time to talk. But we're thrilled that you could be on, and I know you got things going. What are some gigs you got going on, and do you have anything coming out in the Midwest or Chicago area soon?
Actually, I'm as of right now, I'm going to be planning to play in Sweden and in France this summer, and so I'll be planning on booking as many shows as I can here in the U.S. around those dates. And so let's just kind of keep in contact. And next time I'm on, I can let you know exactly where,
yes,
where I'll be. And
yes,
as well, some folks are interested to find out that I actually do house concerts as well. I'll actually come to people's homes and perform for an hour. And that's kind of a treat that a lot of people find it as pretty cool. They didn't know that they could have a country artist, you know, do
yes,
a little acoustic set there.
Yes, absolutely. And you'll be at CMA Fest, too, in June? Will you be back?
This June, I'll probably be greeting fans around that area.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have exactly the details yet for you on that, but I will be sure to let you know.
Yeah, you got to watch him. He's got a Facebook page, Melting Up Facebook. God, the women think you're hot.
On Facebook,
like
Twitter, and all that, if I play
how
the criminal and Jake Owens video, tell me. And just do as much as I can to have fun.
You said you're in Jake Owens' video?
The Jake Owens video, Tell Me Why. He plays a sheriff in it. There's a girl in it, and I play the criminal. Which is so much fun because
You're an actor. You're pretty
good.
I'm
out of acting. Yeah, well, thank you.
I was watching some of those audition videos of yours. Very good. I actually got a little scared. There was one scene where you were just looking like you were going to blow somebody's head away. And you did a great job.
Well, you know, you got to make it real. And then I was fortunate to do a show that was on CMT twice. It was called Running Wild from Ted Nugent. It was a reality show, and where all the contestants were hunted. It was like Survivor, except we were all hunted
wow,
by Ted Nugent. So it's kind of like the Hunger Games. And I was fortunate to win that. And,
congratulations. This guy is multi-talented. Sage, it's been great to have you on the show. I'm going to play your song now, and it's a four-minute-long song. So I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and thank Ron Walflick, who's in the studio. Ron, you can talk right in the mic. Say one last word. Honor Flight Chicago.
HonorFlightChicago.org.
Yep.
Thank you. World War II veterans. Help us find the World War II veterans to fly to Washington for free. HonorFlightChicago.org.
In June is the next date, so
we have two
not
flights in June and July and two in September. So the
fantastic
vets are out there. Please help us to find World War II guys and gals.
Thank you, Ron, so much. Ron Walflick with Honor Flight Chicago. Sage Kiefer, it's been so great to have you on the show. Come back. Stay in touch. And
I certainly will. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Dolly. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. I'm a fan. Keep singing, Sage, and acting, and keep in touch, like I said. Sage Kiefer, the song is called Betch Yo Mama. Everybody, you know how I end the show? We like to end the show on a good note. Take care of each other. Be positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. If you haven't done so already, be good to me. Like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Sage has a Facebook page as well. Like him on Facebook. Sage, you're out of Twitter handle too, right?
I am, yep.
Check him out on Twitter. And if you want to follow the Dolly McCarthy Show, at Good Dolly Show on Twitter. And don't forget, Naples Settlement has Civil War Days this weekend. I have tickets. So send me a message on Facebook, Twitter. We got tickets for Kankakee Barbecue Fest, Brightside Theater, all kinds of good stuff. Sage, you're the best. Thanks for being on the show. And this song, we're going to play it now. Sage Kiefer. We're keeping it country.
All right.
Thank you, Sage.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
I bet your mama look good too. I bet your mama look good too. I bet your daddy wants your mama just the way that I want you. I bet your mama looks good too. I bet your sister's something fine. I bet your uncles and your brothers are big and strong.
Oh.